This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
World of sports. Some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Take a break with Pelican's Beak Breaker, the Northwest's favorite double IPA. Pelican Brewing Company. Cheers, fellow fanatics.
Hey, today's Daily Ticker is fueled by Pelican Brewing's Beak Breaker IPA with big hops, big flavor, crisp finish. Beak Breaker, perfect way to stay refreshed through every bracket-busting upset. On the line now is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Inside of Calls presented by BetMGM. Catch him weekdays 3 to 7 Eastern and 6 to 7 Eastern on the NBC Sports Now or Peacock Network. Because he's a superstar. They don't put you and I on the Peacock Network.
No, we're not getting that airtime.
But they certainly put Nick Costos on, who's joining us now. Nick, good morning. Thank you for hopping on so early. I feel like when you go to Vegas, because you don't go very often, but when you go, we have to call you Nicky Smokes. How you doing? I have you ripping a dart and laying a bet at all hours of the day. Am I accurate there?
Well, laying bets, great to be out with you guys. Laying bets for sure. Now that I have a young daughter, I would say that the smoking avenue of pleasure on the highway of life has unfortunately been permanently closed for me. So no darts, but that's all night, yes, for sure.
Okay. Now, have we gone to sleep? Because I didn't realize that Vegas was the same time as us. We're in a sports book right now at a casino out here in the great Pacific Northwest. There's a lot of people out. Tables are full. People are getting ready for the day. Have we gone to sleep, or are we just rolling last night into this morning?
Oh no! But this is a business trip for me. Obviously, it's great to be out here, but I mean, I'm on the air for 4 hours today, like 2 hours tomorrow morning. So, like, I didn't sleep a tremendous amount, and I stay on East Coast time. So I'm up at like 3:30, like local time here, 6:30 Eastern. So yeah, I've been up for a little bit, but got maybe like 5 hours sleep, but more than enough in Las Vegas, ready to go. Got the air pumping through the casinos. It's going to be an awesome day. I can't wait.
I love that. Nick Costos, our guest here. You Better You Bet. You know him. He's a good friend of the show, and he does great work on the BetMGM Network. Also catch him on the Peacock Network from 6 to 7 Eastern. Douche or no douche, the guy who tells you, I only missed one pick on day one.
Well, I mean, if he's telling the truth, then I don't see why he has to be a douche, if he's just, like, being honest. Then, yeah, I mean, I had a great betting day yesterday, including, like, a sweep of the night slate. Does me saying that make me a douche? I'm just telling the truth. I would say if the person's lying, then it's douchey behavior. But otherwise, I think it's okay.
Okay, confirmed. I'm not a douche.
Well, a little bit of a douche because he filled out like 17 brackets. So, you know, when one of your 17 hits, you're like, hey, look at that.
That's that's important context. That was not revealed to me in the question.
That's also a lie he's telling you, but okay.
So let's take a look at the slate today, man. Yesterday, it's first day of the tournament. It's always a whirlwind. Everybody's trying to catch up. There's games going on all day. When you look at the slate today, what is anything standing out? Because we don't have the ability to gamble college sports in Oregon. We're up at a casino. A lot of our listeners are coming up here today in Washington where you can. When you look at this morning slate of day two, what's standing out to Nick Costos?
So I guess the game that kind of interested, there are a couple games that really interest me, but I think the most interesting one is North Carolina against Ole Miss. That is the 6-11 matchup in the South region. And the reason why is because that's the Auburn region, right, where Auburn's the number one seed. Auburn's going to take on Creighton tomorrow. I think the bottom half of that region is very, very wide open. Like, I am not a Michigan State guy this year. I'm anti-Michigan State in this tournament. I would not be surprised if they lost outright tonight to Bryant. I have a Bryant money line ticket. I also have Bryant plus the points. And even if Michigan State's able to win, like I do not think Michigan State is good enough to make the Final Four. Then you have Marquette and New Mexico State. Like, these are teams that are New Mexico, teams that do not inspire a ton of confidence. Like, Marquette's got some good players. But ever since Shaka went to the Final Four with VCU, what feels like a million years ago, he's kind of been a tournament choke artist. I don't really trust them. And Iowa State's playing Lipscomb today. That's the 3-4 team. And I know a lot of people that I respect, which doesn't mean Lipscomb's going to win or even keep the game close. But a lot of people think Lipscomb is going to be competitive in that game. And even if Iowa State were to win, guys, they're without one of their best players for the rest of the season in Keyshawn Gilbert. So what you've got is an extraordinarily wide-open bottom half of that region. And Carolina, after thrashing San Diego State the other night, is favored in this game against Ole Miss. So for all the people that, like, bitched and moaned and clutched at their pearls, oh, my God, how could Carolina make the tournament? They beat San Diego State by 100, and now they're favored today against Chris Beard and Ole Miss. And if Carolina wins this game, like, I see no reason why the Tar Heels can't go to the Elite Eight, at least the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament. And I like Carolina today against Ole Miss.
Yeah, I would love that. I would love that too, because the SEC shouldn't have 14 of 18 teams in a conference in. So every time they go down, I get a little excited. Let me ask you about something more local to your heart. The Johnnies are in college basketball conversations again. It's a throwback to our youth. It's nice. I said this before. It's nice to have St. John's be relevant. I don't know why, but I attach St. John's to college basketball, and them being good makes me feel happy and goes back to a certain time in my life. So Patino's having a nice little turnaround there with the Johnnies. A slow start against Omaha yesterday, but they end up blowing them out and winning by 30. And now we get kind of what we always want in this sport, right? Like, we want our rooting interest or our gambling interest to win, but part of that sport and its kind of beauty is the coaching. The coaches are the superstars of that sport, and we got a bit of a throwback matchup in the second round with Rick Pitino against John Calipari. So, one, the Johnnies being good again and being this good means what to a guy like Nick Costos, who grew up in New York, and two, Calipari against Rick Pitino, the vampire against the sleazebag. How do we feel about that matchup?
Yeah, and Cal and Pitino have been doing this since the early 90s, guys. Like, I know how people will look at 96 when Kentucky won the national title with Pitino, when Kentucky beat Cal, Marcus Camby, and UMass in the Final Four. They played in 92 also in the tournament. Pitino got the best. This has been going on for a long time with these two. I'm from Queens. I grew up about 10 minutes from St. John's, so like I obviously like I love this story. I think it's great that St. John's is good. But I think the sport is better when St. John's is good and the Big East is really healthy and has a team in New York, plays at the Garden. I'm not trying to turn this into a New York thing, but you guys agree, right? And you're in the Pacific Northwest. Just cool to have St. John's is good and play their games at the Garden. Now, I hate to say this as a Queens guy. I like Arkansas against them tomorrow. I do. And I bet St. John's last night, and St. John's was great in the game, and they hit 14 threes. The most in program history in an NCAA tournament game. I just see no, I guess they can, it's possible that they could continue to shoot that hot from downtown. They haven't done it all season. And Arkansas, for like all its foibles this season, it like has NBA talent on the roster. Like that's what, like Pitino's a way better coach than Cal, obviously. But Cal's a great recruiter. And I think Arkansas actually has better players. And their underdogs in the game, about +4.5. I will have a bet on Arkansas to cover the spread. And unfortunately, I think Arkansas is going to win tomorrow and get to the Sweet 16 against St. John's.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, this is not even a New York thing. I'm with you 100%. The Johnny's being good, Patino being back there, the Garden bumping. That's just awesome for college hoops. I did want to ask you about the last game of the night tonight because it includes Oregon. Going into it, the line has been interesting right around 7, and first glance, I'm like, oh, God, I'm hammering Oregon. And then I start to hear more about Liberty Bibberty, and they're shooting, one of the best percentages from three all season long. Altman has never lost a game at Oregon in the first round of the tournament. Every time he's gone, he's won the first round game. Any thoughts on that matchup here at the end of the night tonight?
The betting movement has been on Oregon, like you said. So up to 7.5 now. It actually looks like this is going to come down to 7. I feel pretty confident that Oregon is going to win. This is not a game that I anticipate having money on, but I do think, guys, we will get. I like Arizona in that 4-13. So Oregon's the 5 seed, right? So Oregon and Arizona, both when they will play each other. I think Arizona's going to blow out Akron, and then I think we will pour one out for the old Pac-12. As the Oregon of the Big Ten and Arizona of the Big 12 will meet in the second round. And I think Arizona is better than Oregon, but I mean, Dana Altman is going to coach circles around Tommy Lloyd in that game. So I don't know if Oregon's going to cover the spread. I do feel confident that the Ducks will win tonight.
Final one for you, Nick, because we know you're super busy and you got a lot going on today. Final one for you. I laid a football future this morning before we started our show. I just got out of a little March Madness and I did a NFL futures. You lay any futures when you go out to Vegas?
I mean, it's all just, I have everything just at my fingertips, just like apps and stuff. So, I mean,
touché.
Like, no. I mean, I feel like the answer should be yes. Like, hey, let me go to the counter and pull this down. I mean, no, I don't even bet at the windows here. Like, I literally sit and I just bet on my phone. So, like, yeah. And there are windows I can get up and walk to, and I bet on my phone. So, yeah, not really my thing, but I think it's still cool to do that. What was the future?
I took the Chargers to win the AFC West at plus 380.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Betting against Patrick Mahomes usually ends up going well.
Harbaugh year two, baby.
I will say it's a good price for the Chargers, but I mean, the division's obviously going to be a monster now. With like the Raiders will be better with Carroll there. Year two of Bo Nix, the Chiefs obviously, but I don't hate that price. I don't think the bet's going to win, but I may have been wrong before. But I don't hate that price for the Chargers.
Well, you're wrong right now, and now that's all that matters to me, all right? I laid the bet. It's done. We can't talk about this anymore. Nick Costos of You Better You Bet. Catch a show every day, 3 to 7 Eastern, 6 to 7 on the Peacock Network. He's doing great work. He's live out in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I know he wants to rip a dart, but he's no longer doing that. But I still want to call him Nicky Smokes. Nick Costos, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You got it. Wishing you guys and your listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.